I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The presidents of the United States and China got down to business today. Barack Obama and Hu Jintao held wide-ranging talks in Beijing. Their agenda included Tibet, human rights, the economy, climate change, and nuclear proliferation. And The World's Mary Kay Magstad has been following it. She's in the Chinese capital. Hi, Mary Kay.
Hi, Marco.
So a lot of lofty words out of the joint appearance of the two leaders today. Here's Chinese President Hu Jintao.
During the talks, I underlined to President Obama that given our differences in national conditions, it is only normal that our two sides may disagree on some issues. What is important is to respect and accommodate each other's core interests and major concerns.
Chinese President Hu Jintao and Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing. Perhaps you can read between the lines for us. Is he just saying we can agree to disagree? Is there more to it than that, though?
There is more to it than that. What he was referring to about our core interests from the Chinese side are things like we want the United States to recognize that there is one China, to be sensitive to our position on Taiwan. We want the United States to not encourage what the Chinese side sees as separatists in Tibet and in Xinjiang. President Obama came back and said, we do recognize that Tibet is part of China, but we also think that it's important for you to talk with the Dalai Lama and to do it soon. What ended up coming out of that comment in the Chinese media was that Xinhua did a newsflash saying President Obama says that Tibet is part of China.
All right. Well, let's hear what President Obama had to say at one point during the press conference.
As I did yesterday in Shanghai, I spoke to President Hu about America's bedrock beliefs that all men and women possess certain fundamental human rights. We do not believe these principles are unique to America, but rather they are universal rights and that they should be available to all peoples, to all ethnic and religious minorities.
A fairly soft critique there, Mary Kay. How is that approach going over in China? Is it actually getting President Obama things that he wants?
Well, a soft critique, and yet it is America's sort of core interest that's juxtaposed against the ones I talked to that are China's, about Taiwan, Tibet's territorial integrity, sovereignty, etc. And the interesting thing is the Chinese side shows less respect, I think, for the U.S. position on human rights than President Obama has tried to show to President Hu. And it brings up an interesting question of how this increasingly important, complicated relationship is going to be navigated as China becomes a stronger power in the world. Some believe that the fact that President Obama has been very respectful, very indirect in how he has approached some of the human rights issues that he's raised might give the wrong signal to the Chinese side, might make them think, okay, we can push harder. We can, President Hu Jintao had said that, you know, he expected to have differences. Previous presidents have raised very strongly human rights issues. And they kind of expect it. So if the U.S. side doesn't raise them because perhaps they think that it's more important to make progress on the side of economic ties or on climate change, suddenly they think, okay, well, then if we push back, nothing's going to happen.
So President Obama's kind of position, his behavior toward the Chinese, could be seen as metaphorical bowing, if you will. In Japan, there was some literal bowing that's been getting some tongues wagging here. Apparently, Obama may have bowed a little too much in Japan. How is that playing in China? How are they seeing that?
Right. It was a very deep bow at the waist to the Japanese emperor. And in the Chinese media, certainly they picked up on it. It was one of the big stories that they picked up on. And they said, you know, what's going on here? Why is he doing this? And there was no connection made to his approach to Hu Jintao and to the Chinese government. But did he bow too much? Was he too conciliatory in his visit? And did not enough get done as a result? Well, White House spokesman Robert Gibbs had this to say when one of the journalists who was traveling with the president asked, you know, why isn't the president being more outspoken on some of these issues? And, you know, why isn't more happening on this trip? He said, look, you know, we didn't expect the waters to part because we were spending 2.5 days in China. This is a complicated relationship. There are entrenched views here. And we're in the midst of a dialogue. It's an ongoing dialogue. It will continue for a long time. And we want to be able to engage in a way where they're going to want to continue to talk and to consider our views.
Mary Kay Magstad, the world's Asia correspondent based in Beijing. Always good to speak with you, Mary Kay. Thank you.
And always good to speak with you, Marco. Thanks.